message.
Let's talk about detachment. Not in the floating on a cloud of Zen way, but in the I need to let this nonsense go before I lose my fucking mind kind of way. You know, life is full of situations where we have to detach ourselves for our own sanity. Like that one friend who always calls you for advice and then completely ignores it. Why am I stressing over your problems more than you are?
Detach.
Or how about scrolling through social media? Oh, look, another engagement, another baby announcement, another influencer making avocado toast look like a life achievement. Meanwhile, I'm over here trying to remember if I paid my electric bill this month. Did I pay it?
Detach.
And don't get me started on office drama. Someone ate Karen's yogurt from the break room fridge again, and suddenly it's a full-blown CSI investigation. Look, Karen, I hope that justice is served, but I am not joining the yogurt witch hunt. Not today.
Detach.
Detachment is not about not caring. It's about not letting things eat away at our peace. Like, we can care about what's happening in the world without feeling the need to personally solve climate change by Thursday. You can love your family without feeling obligated to referee every holiday argument. And we can totally adore our dog without panicking every time they sneeze. Okay, maybe I never mastered that last one, but I'll work on it. The thing is, when we're too attached, we're like a person trying to swim with a backpack full of rocks. You're going to sink. And those rocks, not all of them are ours to carry, so toss a few of them out. Politely, of course. Sorry, this isn't my rock, it's yours. Good luck with that. And if someone accuses you of being too detached, just smile and say, no, I'm not detached, I'm just investing my emotional energy wisely, like a 401k for my mental health. So, here's to detaching. To letting go of the things, people, and yogurt-related dramas that just don't serve us. Remember, life's too short to carry around rocks that don't belong to us, unless they're pet rocks. And in that case, you might need a different kind of advice.